I guess that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir? Ma'am, you had your time to speak. You don't get to rebuttal the comments.
My name is Randall Stewart. I'm not a local kid, but I have been a Taney County resident for 18 years now. Alan is my friend. I help him out with things around the place, and I am the one that goes out every Thursday to check and make sure that nobody's parked in the road, nobody's parked illegally. We are very careful not to block that road. If the issue is a privacy fence, I'll help Alan build it. It's not a problem. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Sir?
I'm getting older and slower. My name's Ron Reckline, and I'm a friend of Alan's also, and I'm an auction fanatic. I love auctions. And I don't really see the point on this, what seems to be the problem. Taneyville is starting to clean up, finally. I mean, we all know what Taneyville looks like. We know. And it seems to be this auction has actually helped it, removing junk. People are buying it, and they're taking it away. I mean, so it's a benefit. I don't see where it's not a benefit to this happening in Taneyville. Because most people let their stuff clutter, and it clutters and clutters. That's not what happens here. The things you see outside are stuff Alan's owned for years. It's been that same position for many years. This ain't nothing new. Then the building was built. Now some of that stuff will probably stay. Some of it will probably go. But he's done a very magnificent job in cleaning it up to make it right. But I'm looking at the financial benefit up too. Not only does it help the community itself, it helps the people of the city of Taneyville. I mean, money's hard to get by these days. We all know the economic situation, what's going on. So it's hard for a lot of people. And some people are having hard times. So they have no choice but to take their stuff and give it away at auctions. I mean, practically give it away, for a little bit of money just to make, things go by, like pay a power bill or rent, what have you. And I just think it's a very good benefit for Taney County. It just really is. We need a little bit more of these around to help people. But that's what we don't have, and that's what Taneyville is lacking, is help. And it needs a lot, So that's my piece.
All right.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Alan, you want to come back up? Any additional comments based on the feedback of what we've heard and you've heard this evening?
The boats are there. There's a red and white boat there. It belongs to my son. He's in St. Louis County. He's now on probation at the moment. He can't come and get it. That's the reason red and white boat's there. I had fixed it for him. The big gray boat come in 2 weeks ago for sale. If it don't sell this week, it's going to a scrapyard. The little yellow boat there is my little sailboat. I just moved there yesterday because I'm going to fix it. There is a horse-drawn hay rake sitting by the road. Yes, there is some lumber and stuff there. As she told you this week, I have spent probably 40 hours already this weekend cleaning. I have moved a lot of stuff around. I moved all my trailers to the back where nobody can see them. Yeah, all the trailers are back there now. I've been cleaning up all week while the wife's in the hospital because I'm going nuts. I'm doing everything I can to clean it up. If they had a problem, they would have come to me and said, hey, we don't like this. I would have moved it immediately. I try to get along with everybody I can. But, I mean, if there is a problem, I wish they would have come to me. I would have took care of it immediately.
So, any additional questions to the applicant? Would you be open to a fence on the fence line?
Not a problem. If they want a fence put up there, I will put up a fence. It's going to take me just a little bit because I'm, not able to do everything all the time. But, yes, I will put they want a fence put up there. I didn't think they'd want a fence up there because of their views, like down the road. Because I put up a fence, it's going to block them kind of all the way in. They ain't going to be able to see nothing down the road or easement.
Any comments?
You're talking about a fence from the road to the back property line?
I don't know if I would say from the road, but from the building, maybe?
From the building on is all bushes. That's all, well, you see there, it's all bushes, real tall bushes anyway. I mean, you couldn't get through there if you had to. It's all briars. So, I mean, from the building back to the back of the property, there's nothing there at all. It's all bushes. I presume they're talking like from the building forward is what they're maybe wanting. But I'm not opposed to that, no. Like I said, yeah, like that right there. I mean, not opposed to putting up a fence if they want, but I mean, it's going to block their view as far as being able to see anything, but that's what they want.
Well, I think the view is their biggest concern.
Well, I mean, they ain't going to be able to see anything, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just giving you some...
Because the stuff there moves around quite a bit.
That's 150 feet, that one.
I mean, you know, I move that stuff around. It ain't like it just sits in one spot.
You're talking about building a 6-foot tall privacy fence? Is that what you think?
If I put it up, I'll tell you. I've got it sitting there. It'll be... 4x8 plywood fence. It's all, you know, 2x4s on and everything. I've got it sitting there if that's what they want. It's going to be 8-foot tall, you know, 4-foot sections, however far they want to go.
I don't know if I'd be in favor of a plywood fence, but...
Is it treated?
It's treated plywood, painted, treated, and everything. It's a building. But if they want me to put up a fence, I'll be glad to put it up. And that's what I have on hand to put up as a fence. I mean, if they want something different, I guess I'll have to financially figure out how to do it. But I'll make it work because I want to make my business work.
So just to be clear, you're talking about an 8-foot tall fence made out of plywood sheets?
That's what I have on hand to make it out of. If they want something different, we can work on that, yes. If they want a 6-foot dog ear fence on there, I will work on that, yes.
Make more sense to me.
I think it would be more aesthetically
pleasing. Well, that's what I'm saying. Whatever they want and whatever it takes to make them happy, I guess.
Well, your plywood, when I asked you if it was treated, you said it's painted.
Yeah, it's treated plywood and been painted.
It is treated.
Yes.
ACQ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if they want a dogwood fence, dog-eared fence up there, we'll put up a dog-eared fence. Of course, I will put the prettier side to my side, as normal.
I guess my comment, Scott, is so now we have two different zoned properties. We have an R, is it R1 to the right, and they're A1 now? Is that what happened after the county commission?
I thought they said they got A1 all of it.
Or did it all go?
Well, Lot 7 with the vacated part of James Street is what was coming through the application. So Lot 7, as you see your tick marks, and you can see your lot numbers down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Lot 7 is A1, where the auction house, that would be the parcel.
And then to the right is...
This is an R1, R1, R1.
R1 mm-hmm. around.
And of course, this
okay.
is the village.
So the Lot 7 was changed.
Yes, correct.
I was understood that immediately. They can make it all A1 out there.
Well, the only thing in your application was Lot 7.
Well, on my application, yeah, but I was thinking that that's what they were saying, that they just turned the whole area into A1. But anyway, I don't worry about the rest of them. Worry about me.
So, I might understand the auction barn's been operating for a while?
Yeah, for a year.
Okay. And, Scott, the picture you showed was a newer picture that shows the parking lot in the back. Was that?
Oh, that was actually this building slab. And when I moved the picture over just a little bit, the blue building popped up. It was a weird pictometry.
Okay.
Timeline, depending on which one they had. Because that threw me, too. I thought, that's the building slab. But then when
there's 2 foot, I put 2 foot of rock all behind there. Mm-hmm. 15 truckloads.
Okay, so this isn't a rezone. It's a conditional use permit that would basically, as long as he owns the property, he'd be able to use that. Do we want to consider the 1-day-a-week restriction or that he doesn't turn it in?
That's fine with me. That's how I want to do it.
Not 2 days a week, or if we were to consider approval?
I mean, the only way it would ever be 2 days a week is if I had, like, one estate or something, but I could make that be on a Thursday, too. And it still would take 1 day a week, if that's what you want.
Do we have enough information for someone to make a motion in the affirmative for...
Length of time for yourself?
Starts at 6, and it's usually over by 9:30? Usually everybody out of there by before 10 o'clock. I mean, loaded and gone way before 10 o'clock. So it ain't like I'm, you know, a noisemaker.
And everything is held indoors, so there's no speaker use outside or...
No outside speaker, no.
Like that. And what about lighting?
I have plenty of lighting out there. I have security lighting plus dusted on lights.
It's directed towards the building, not outward towards your neighbors?
I have none towards their house, no. I've gotten direct out the front of the building. Okay. And then on my side of the property.
Thank you.
Again, as we normally do, is we make a motion in the affirmative to get it on the floor and have second and then discussion and either vote it up
then
or down.
You need to add any of those conditions to help remediate any of these issues within that motion that you've talked about. Then we'll have it in that motion.
I think one day a week is a good idea to put that on there as a stipulation. And I personally would like to see a fence there. I agree.
Like I said, that's not an issue if that's what y'all want. It's just I'm going to say it ain't get done immediately because it's just me right now. The wife's in the hospital. I'm hoping to get her home Thursday, maybe. She had major heart surgery.
I think we're going to place conditions on something. I like a condition on there that there won't be stuff left laying around after the sale is.
There is nothing. Anything there is mine. Like I said, I got a hay rake sitting there.
So what's yours?
I got a hay rake sitting there. I've got a couple boats sitting there right now, and I've got one pile of lumber sitting there
right
now.
But this is one thing that in a operation like this, it sometimes becomes a problem if it's not police ready.
I agree with you, but that was one of the things that I said when I put the sale up and started it. It wasn't going to keep all the junk around. I mean, people have to take their stuff with them. I don't even let them keep it there overnight. They got to take it that night if it's on the outside of the building. I move trailers in and out of there as we use them. They're my personal trailers. Like now there's several of them sitting there because I've been moving everything around.
Anyone up to making a motion?
I would move to approve 24-005 under the circumstances of the auction is to be held once a week and there is a privacy fence put up.
How far down we talk privacy fence now?
150 feet, is that what you say?
That last measurement I gave, so I'll just start kind of, you can see some high lines here, so I don't know that we want to get out into those, but I'll give you some measured distances. There's 150.
Now, starting right about here is them rose bushes that are 8 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can't see nothing, so you want to put a fence in front of them? I'm not tearing down.
Oh, that's
it's their bushes.
That's up to them.
I mean, I have to tear the bushes down. I'm going to put the fence.
I just think to the back of the building makes it
the
simplest.
Okay,
more in here.
To there.
So that's getting around 100 feet, or you can just stipulate to the back of the building, whatever you.
Putting a site there on the roof.
Does that work for you in the motion
mm-hmm.
to the back of the building?
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion amongst ourselves before voting? All those in favor of voting for the conditional use permit with the motion on the floor and the second, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So two opposed.
6-2 since we've got it. Okay.
6-2. And then Scott, he'll need to work with your office on the follow-up.
Just get a hold of our office, yeah.
I need to do what?
Just get in contact with us sometime this week about your time moving forward with your fence. And
so
you're approved, 6-2.
Yeah. I'm approved, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
We just have those conditions to work on.
This is a fencing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a variance in where my property line is here.
Sir, that's not part of this motion.
No, I'm saying, though. But I'm going to stay right with where the fence is at now. That's where I'm going to put that fence at.
That's up to you. I would put it on your property line if I was.
We don't regulate fences, but everybody that calls, I'd say if you don't know where the pins are, you'll need to get them marked, because if you actually build off of that, then they can stipulate.
Well, see how you've shown it here?
Well,